Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, this is Scott at Bank of Cardiff. Just got in and got your voicemail here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. How's your weekend?
Yeah, not bad. Busy bidding. Bidding, yeah. Easter Sunday, I was bidding at towards evening, yeah. So anyway, I know you left me a call or something about some capital or trying to kind of piece that all together.
So basically, a couple weeks back, the bank had sent you out an offer in the mail, a pre-qualified offer for some working capital equipment finance. And I think, middle of last week, I was, checking in with a few landscape companies. I just know, timing-wise, season-wise, there's a lot that are kind of gearing up for the spring. I've had a few guys, take advantage of our capital loans to kind of bulk up on inventory to kick off spring season. So I was just reaching out to see, what needs you might have there.
Okay, so what are you offering and what's your interest rate?
All right. Are you familiar with working capital loans at all?
No.
Okay, so it's
there are about one of 17 that have called me, so I'm assuming there must be a lot of money to be made in them or something, because everybody in the woodwork has come out on them.
Yeah, so basically, it was a lending product, a relatively new lending product. It came out after the Great Recession a few years back. A lot of banks stopped lending to smaller businesses. Lines of credit shrank or went away altogether. So this program has kind of developed. We've been around a little longer than that. We were primarily initially a equipment finance bank and then added on this program.
What's the name of your company?
Bank of Cardiff.
I never heard of you.
We're strictly a commercial lender. We don't have do depository banking, so we don't have locations on every corner to with ATMs and that sort of thing. But so basically, a working capital loan. It's based more on the revenue of the company versus the gross sales versus just the net income, and not as much based on credit either. Usually what we can do is free up, approvals are usually somewhere like 10-15% of gross annual revenue. What did you do last year for total sales?
I think we did around 450 to 500,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm still finishing on there. We averaged, last year I think we did somewhere 170 to 190 in snow last year.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I don't ever really need any working capital.
Yeah.
I make enough through the winter to, mm-hmm. A quick, 60 or 70 to, get me off in the winter, in the spring. Obviously, this year, the Northeast has been way down on snow, and my percentages were 45,000.
Mm-hmm.
As compared to the normal 170 to 190. Obviously, last year we had an incredible winter, and we did, I think, 230 or 240. Not really sure, but somewhere in that area. So, obviously, you can see, it's 200 grand difference or 180 grand difference on a normal winter as it is, as what we're dealing with on this winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where I am.
Yeah, no, that was I'm from Ohio originally. I still have family in that area, and I know this past winter to the winter before was like night and day. And I remember 2 years ago they couldn't wait for the snow to go away, and they were just complaining about it all the time. And this year they're like, man, this is just bizarre. The winter, they just really didn't see all that much snow.
I think we're the second in history in Massachusetts for what we had for amounts.
The second lowest?
In history of since they started taking records. So I think, I don't know what it was. In the Worcester area, I think it was like 28 inches or something. And our norm is probably like 70 to 80.
Yeah.
I mean, last year we had 110, 112 inches.
That's crazy.
But up in Caribou, where I go snowmobiling, we have 140 to 160, and that's average.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they've been hurt. That's way up in Maine. That's
yeah.
Up in the almost Canadian border. But they've been hurt this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess the question is, I'm sure everybody's told me the same thing. It's daily or weekly they can take it out of your account.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same way you operate?
Yeah, we have daily, weekly, and we do have monthly approvals occasionally as well.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody told me, you know, daily and weekly, and nobody told me the monthly thing. The monthly always works for me because I do a lot of municipal work, and we wait 30 days for our money, usually. Mm-hmm. And then normal business practice.
Yeah, not all the lenders, most of them actually don't have all three options. But
right. Yeah. Okay, so what do you need for me to do to go in? I'm actually going into a meeting very shortly. So what do you need for documents or all that kind of crap?
It's a pretty short process. Application itself is only one page, and then as far as the other documents, it's just the last 6 months of bank statements and business bank statements, of course, and then the most recent tax return. It sounded like you said you haven't wrapped up and you haven't done 2015
right.
yet. Okay, yeah, right. 2014 is fine. We're still working with 2014 for most businesses. And do you take credit cards as well?
Of course not. No. Everything I do is we're not really. We do some maintenance, but mm-hmm. most of our clientele is municipalities, and we're a construction division. You know.
Okay.
Where we're putting in, you know, 600, 700 trees, 4,000 shrubs, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So. Do you have my email address?
You know, I don't. What's the email, Bob?
Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Poseal. P-O-S-S, as in Sam,
mm-hmm.
I-E-L.
Okay, good. We had that right there.
Yahoo.com.
All right.
How did you find me?
Basically, we get our leads through Dun & Bradstreet, and then we, you know, our data guys kind of, you know, crunch some numbers based off the deal.
How did you get me through Dun & Bradstreet? My company's listed with you?
No, well, Dun & Bradstreet, you may have done a, you may have done a business loan at some point in the past where, you know, if you did that, the lender may have done a UCC filing or, yeah.
Now,
so
I have
was
a piece of equipment. I'm assuming that's where that UCC filing comes from, right?
That's probably what it was there. But our data guys then do all the filtering and just basically we like to work with businesses that have a borrowing history, and then we send something out in the mail, and then somebody like me makes a phone call as well, trying to get in touch with you to get a relationship started.
Okay. Well, I would probably dabble with small amounts until I get to know you. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like 10 grand or mm-hmm. something small to begin with, just to get my feet wet with you.
Okay. So 10 grand would be kind of the small amount. What's, so basically you're looking for the money for, you know, spring inventory, get the...
I don't know. I mean, what were you looking to loan me, like 25 grand, 50 grand, 100 grand?
If you needed 25 grand, 50 grand, I think we could make that available based on your revenue. But, if 10 grand is what you're looking for to start with, that's perfectly fine.
Well, I've already started, mm-hmm. I think once you get me that information over, let me review it, but I'll definitely be in touch with you before the end of the week.
Okay. What's the business structure there? Are you a sole prop, LLC? Are you incorporated?
No.
Right?
Inc.
Yeah. S Corp or C Corp?
I'm a C.
C Corp? Okay, cool. Are you the 100% owner, or do you have other...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm on all the organization.
Okay.
Articles of organization, 100%.
How long have you been in business there, Bob?
6 years. Incorporated 2 years ago.
Cool. How'd you get into the business?
I've been in this business for 42 years.
Mm-hmm.
working for other companies and, you know, some big, big landscape companies. And I've always done it just, you know, for other people. And then I just went out on my own.
Got tired of working for other people and wanted to...
Well, you know, I like money.
Yeah.
Well, it's not only that, but I also, I have a lot more pride in what I do as compared to some of the other companies, you know, the larger companies. You know, it's all based on efficiencies in production. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they, you know, they have 100, 150 guys working for them, so they don't get what the end result.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just throwing stuff in the ground and they're not really doing 100% of what they should. I mean, you can go on my website. I'm in the Blue Book, the construction Blue Book. Mm-hmm. I have my website with them. So you can see some of the stuff we do.
I'll definitely take a look at that. So.
Yep.
Cool. Right on. So I'll shoot you over an email in a few minutes here. I'll attach an application and then a reminder, just a quick list of what we need there to get that back in. And what we can do is, we can look for the biggest approval at the longest term, and then we'll have options for smaller amounts, just so you kind of have, you know, a spectrum of what we can do.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, good talking to you today, Bob. You have a good day, and keep an eye out for that email in probably about 5-10 minutes.
Okay. I'm on the road now. I'll be back probably in a couple hours to my office. So once I get back, I'll take a look.
Okay, sounds good, Bob. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.